G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to this episode of the podcast. Just before we get into it, if you're going to do selection and you haven't done so already, make sure you go to my website, operatoredge.com. Go to the podcast page, and there'll be some information, free videos, etc., on the course that I have to prepare you for selection, and then make sure you book in for a call, and let's have a chat about it. Okay, so let's get into today's question. Okay, Byron asks, how should you pace yourself through selection, especially DMARC? His context was he recently did the 36-hour event at the mill. And I know some of you guys have done that, and it's really good guys over there. So if you want kind of a selection style event, that's definitely something to worth doing over in Perth, run by some ex-SAS blokes, and the feedback has been really good, really positive. So Byron was saying that being in an environment, not knowing what to expect next or what the instructors look for, he gave close to his best effort for each activity, especially in the fitness assessments. He started off quite well, but subsequently found himself utterly smoked halfway through and pushed to the end. But he knew in his exhausted condition he wasn't a strength to the team, mostly only focusing on his survival, not being in a place he could give much support to others. And it was a valuable experience. So basically his question is, how should he pace himself through DMARC? I mean, it's more of a really how should you pace yourself through the whole selection course? You know, it really is a marathon rather than a sprint. Obviously, it goes for like three, you know, your 3 weeks. If you go too hard too early, you're just going to burn out, all right? And you see guys that really at the start really go as hard as they can on the 20 clicker and they burn themselves out, and then, you know, they might also go really hard on the navigation component and guys just burn themselves out. So you want to go... You obviously want to do your best. You want to go hard, which is where all the training comes in. You know, you want to be passing the 3.2 and the 20 clicker and all that kind of stuff quite well. But if you redline it the whole time, all right, and you're sort of going at 100% the whole time and sort of outside of your skin, especially at the start, okay, you're going to drive yourself into the ground. So you want to go. You want to go well, and you want to go. Obviously hard enough that it doesn't look like you're slacking, and when you're doing the 3.2 and the 20 clicker, obviously they're quite tough anyway, so it shouldn't look like you're slacking. But in the you know, in the solo navigation, for example, it sort of gets an average of what everyone else is doing. So there's no point in getting, say, 100 clicks on it when the average is going to be sort of 70. You obviously got to be right up there, and you've got to be consistent in the checkpoints and the kilometres that you get ticked off. And obviously if you get lost or anything like that, you're not going to get those checkpoints up and you're going to be in trouble. But if you're really good at nav, all right, which obviously I talk about a lot, and you should be really all over those soldier skills, if you're really good at that, then you're going to be really efficient going to each checkpoint. So you're not going to have to run around the bush. Like on the solo nav, you don't want to run between checkpoints with your pack on. Right, like I said, you're just going to burn yourself out. So you want to do a decent pace, but you've got to be a little bit within yourself, all right? Because you'll just burn out, and then afterwards you might even go down with heat or anything like that. And if that happens, they might kick you off, all right? So you can't, like I said, you can't go redlining all the time. You've got to find that happy medium. You've got to put in your effort, but you've got to kind of be within yourself, understanding that it's a real long process. The difference between, say, the mill gym 36-hour and DMARC, which is at the end of selection, is that you've got 36 hours on the mill, your DMARC's at the end, all right? So you're wrecked by the time you get to DMARC or Lone Warrior on the SAS course. So you really haven't got a lot left. You know, you've been going for 2.5 weeks. You've lost a lot of weight already. You haven't got much energy because you're not eating, or you might get one meal in that time. You're not sleeping. So you're not really going to be redlining it the whole time. You're just going to be on a sort of steady level, which is going to be in line with everyone else. You know, you're not going to be pushing so hard that you're going to fall into the ground, because you just won't have the energy. But one of the main points on that, which is what Byron is alluding to, is that you can't be just kind of just hanging on at the end, you know, during DMARC or during Lucky Dip. All right. So you've got to be up with everybody else. If you're just dragging your ass and you're the team member who can't help with the team and you can't carry anything and everyone else is carrying your equipment, you're a liability and you won't get through. Okay. So you've got to keep the pace with everyone else. But the thing that I found also is that there's probably a lot of guys that started, you know, higher pace than me and were probably fitter than me on some components. But as the course went on, by the end, we just came together. And by the end of, you know, at DMARC, we were all on the same page. All right. And it's the guys that really fell off at the end or couldn't control their emotions, all right, and had a couple of outbursts and that kind of thing, or just weren't, you know, were so buggered that they weren't helping the team out, they didn't get through. Okay. So that's what you've got to think about. All right. So there's a bit of information there, and that bit of a long-winded answer. But yeah, especially at the start, you've got to think that it's a marathon, not a sprint, because at the end, you've got to be able to keep up the team and put in your effort. If you're a bag of shit at the end, very tough to get through.
And that's it for this episode. If you have any questions or you need any help, make sure you email me, reese@operatoredge.com. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you in the next episode. Thanks.